Good morning, good morning, and good morning. What a joy, what a privilege it is again, my brother, my sister, for us to come together to thank God, to praise Him for who He is and what He has done in our lives. As I say often, He has done marvelous, He has done marvelous things. Praise the Lord. Listen, for the person who have gotten on the call today and you're still trying to figure it out, listen, you can't figure God out. He will always blow your mind. You trying to figure him out with your little finite mind, it's not going to work. You're not going to be able to figure out what God is doing, why God is doing it, and when God is going to move on your behalf. What you're called to do is trust Him. Yesterday, I had the opportunity and the privilege of being with the saints at the play Joshua, and what a joy and what an experience it was to see the reality of the real issue that the children of Israel had. There were so many takeaways from that play, but the one that really stuck out to me the most was the one thing that Israel continued to do, and that is not to trust God. God had opened up so many doors for them. God has shown them so many miracles. God had displayed so many wonderful things in their lives and on their behalf. And every time they come to a new door, every time they come to a new crisis, they refused to trust Him. As a matter of fact, the journey to their promise was only supposed to be 40 days, but it ended up being 40 years. Why? Because they failed to trust Him. My sister, your takeaway today from this prayer call is for you to trust God. If you've been tracking with me throughout the years of me being a part of this time of prayer and meditation, the one consistency that I have had is my reminders to you to trust God. It is birthed out of your trust, everything that you receive from God. God doesn't owe us anything. God doesn't have to respond to us. He doesn't have to tell us what He's going to do or whether or not He's going to bless us or whether or not He's going to heal us. He doesn't have to do that. As a matter of fact, we don't deserve anything from God. Let us get away from the arrogance of believing that we deserve to be healed. We deserve to be set free. Do you know how much sin you have created in your lifetime? Do you know how much wrong you've done in your lifetime? But listen to me. God only requires one thing. When Rahab, this was another part of the play that got me really good, who was a sinner, who was a person of the nights, a streetwalker, some people called her. But she came to God with a humble spirit. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy of receiving forgiveness, justification. But what blessed her so much is because of the posture that she had. And that was, I'm not worthy. But listen, God looks for the one who knows they're not worthy, but will trust Him. Will trust what they've heard. Rahab was not a part of a community that brought the gospel to the people, but she had heard somewhere, maybe one of the men who were passing through that she served may have said something about the God of the heavens and the God of the earth. Josh, maybe she heard it somewhere else, but she heard the word of God. She received it, even though she had continued to do wrong. My brother, my sister, wherever you are, you have not done so much that God is not willing to forgive, number one, and to still bless your life. Your life means something to God. You're still here for a reason. And the reason why God keeps you alive is because He wants to keep blessing your life. There's favor over your life. There's authority over your life. There's things that God wants to fulfill with your life. There are people who are connected to your life. I beg you this morning to trust God with the moment that you're in, the circumstances that you're facing, Trust God today. Don't walk in a circle of incompletion because you fail to trust Him. Don't go to sinning because you failed to trust Him. You have to understand that God will always do a new thing. God won't give you old miracles, old blessings. He will always do a new thing in your life. But you got to trust Him. You have to trust Him with what you have now. Seem like sickness and disease is trying to spread throughout the community that even I pastor. I say the same thing to all the saints. God knows what He's doing. He's going to heal you in His season. Now trust Him. Trust Him that you're going to come out of this one. Trust that where you are is not too hard for Him. Trust that He has already made the provisions for your life. My brothers and my sisters, if only you could trust Him. I looked at Moses' faith. When the people continued to deny the durability of God, the strength of God, the power of God, after they witnessed with their own eyes, God had to send a word to all those who witnessed Him cross them on dry land, even though it was a wet sea. He had to show them, you can't go in because you failed to trust Me. Don't let God have to say to you, I can't heal you because you won't trust Me. Don't let God say to you, I won't save your children because you won't trust Me. People are dependent upon your anointing. People are dependent upon your life. You keep trusting God. It doesn't make sense. I know. I can sense it. It doesn't make sense to trust God with this one. But listen to me. There's nothing in this world, there's nothing in this life that God cannot fix, that God cannot turn, that God cannot remedy. I want you to stop believing that you've gone so far that God cannot reverse the direction and the trajectory of your life. You are stronger, you are wiser, and you are better because of what you've gone through. Now, trust God and put in His hand the thing that concerns you. Your whole goal now is to worship. Your whole position now is to worship. Your whole attitude has to be to worship, not to worry, but to worship. Can I say that to you again? Not to worry, but to worship. You are a worshiper. You were created to worship. Now do what you were created to do. Paul talks about. He says, walk worthy of the vocation upon which you were called. It's your job. It's your duty to worship God. When you're happy, worship Him. When you're sad, worship Him. When things are going wrong, worship Him. Here's the secret. He inhabits the worship of His people. He lives inside of. The release of your anointing, the release of your problems will not come until you release the worship that's built inside of you. And can I tell you the difference between praise and worship? The outcome, the act is the same, but the purpose is different. When you praise, you say, thank you for what you have done. Thank you for now I am healed. Thank you because now I am set free. But worship says, Lord, I'm still sick, but I praise You, but I thank You. Worship has the connotation of trust, that thing that has not been manifested. Saints of God, don't get caught not worshiping God in the moments of hurt, in the moments of confusion, in the moments of pain, in the moments of suffering. Worship God today. You have wakened this morning. Many of us are tired. We got home 12:30 last night. But God is saying it does not matter. I have you. I am your strength. I am your peace. I am your God. Now worship me in your fatiguedness. Worship me, because the miracle you've been asking for is going to come out of the sacrifice of the fleshly things that you are willing to just cling to. Get past the fatigueness. Get past the hurt. Get past the burdens. And let God arise. Let God be your strength. Let God be your hope. Let God be your response. Because there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that's too hard for God. This morning, I woke up right before it was time for me to get up. And the Lord spoke to me, will you trust me on this one? Now, I got to be honest with you. I could not understand it because I try to live my life trusting him. But there must be something around the corner that I'm not aware of that he wants to make sure I trust him in. It doesn't matter what happens in your life, my sister. It doesn't matter what happens in your life, my brother. The Lord wants to know one response. Will you trust me with this one? You've trusted me in the past. You've trusted me with other things. But the thing that has you right now, will you trust the Lord? Or are you just going to worry about it? Are you just going to hold on to it? My brother, my sister, I beg you to trust God today. Sister Karen, I beg you to trust God today. When the doctors can't figure it out, I want you to trust God today. When the lawyers don't know what they're doing, I beg you to trust God today. Sister Earlene, I want you to trust God today. Those of you who are calling in from Philadelphia, I want you to trust God today. To my Detroit family, I want you to trust God today. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I don't even know what the rest of today will bring. But I want you to trust God. My sister down in Seaford, I want you to trust God today. My family and all of those in the Chester area, I need you to trust God today. He put you in my spirit to say and call out loud, trust him. Delawareans, I want you to trust God today. Pennsylvanians, I want you to trust God today. Jersey, I want you to trust. Alabama, I want you to trust God today. Maryland, it's time to trust God with this one. It's time to trust God with this one. You've trusted him with other things. North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida. I need you to trust God today. Don't allow God to send you a word. Ezi and Fair, I need you to trust God today. Don't allow God to send you a word. And when he sends his word, then you reject it. What's his word to you today? Trust me, I'll never fail you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. These are the promises of God. And he's saying, trust me with this one. Because when you trust me with this one, you're going to be able to show everybody. You're going to be able to show everybody. You're going to be able to show everybody who God is and what God can do. That kind of leans into the word of God for today at Ezi and Fair. God is going to turn your burdens into blessings. Yeah, he's going to see you got the burden right now. But what you don't know, it's a blessing in disguise. And God wants to know in between the burden and the blessing, what are you doing? What are you doing between the burden and the blessing? And if you're not giving God honor, giving God glory, giving God praise, it's going to find you a very hard place. And the waters of your life is going to be bitter. But it's your praise that sweetened the waters of your life. My brother, my sister, lift your head and be lifted up. Lift your spirit and be lifted up. This is not a time of being having a motivational speech or hearing a motivational word. This is a time for you to anchor down and trust God. Hold on to Him. Your eyes may see things that scare you, but we walk not by sight. We walk by faith, knowing and believing, trusting, holding and affirm to the fact that God can do anything but fail. The word of God today comes to us from the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew, chapter 5 and verse 14. Matthew 5 and 14. Listen to what he says, the Lord says to the people of God. And I want this to marinate in your spirit. You are the light of the world, a town built on a hill. You, my brother, you, my sister, you are the light of the world, with all of your fallacies, of all your mistakes, with all of your proclivities, you are the light of the world, a town. Everything about you, that's the town part, built on a hill. This morning, the word of God to you is simple. You cannot be denied. You cannot be denied. There's no way God can deny you. God says, I have your issue right in front of me. I have what you're going through right in front of me. You cannot be denied. But I want to give you something in the front end of this 4 or 5 minutes I have with you, the rest of the time I have with you this morning. I want to give you something. The only way it can't appear, it's in front of you, the healing, the deliverance, the breakthrough, the financial blessing and miracle is right in front of you. Just like the children of Israel could see the promised land, but they could not walk into it. It's right there in front of you, but there's one thing that has to happen. You have to trust Him. Everything derives on trust. God doesn't just bless you to bless you. God doesn't just give to you just to give to you. He's looking for you to trust Him. He's looking for you to trust Him. So you cannot be denied, but you're going to have to trust Him. Life may seem, or how do I put it better? Life may issue you all kinds of problems and predicaments, but the grace, the mercy, and the favor of God will always reach you because you cannot be denied. There's things God is ready to drop in your life. There's things God is ready to do in your life, and you cannot be denied, but there is an element that you must do yourself. Ain't nothing going to happen without your participation. This is not a welfare system. This is not a democracy system. This is a theocracy system, which means God only requires one thing. What is the one thing? Trust Him. Trust Him with your whole heart. Trust Him with all of your might. Listen, as I listened and watched the play of yesterday, God recapitulated, God reminded me that that's the key to receiving. You got to trust. The reason why Israel could not walk in after being promised in 40 days they would walk in, it wasn't because God wasn't able to do it. It was because they failed to trust Him. Oh, my brother, my sister, oh, you can get up off the sick bed right now. You can be healed internally right now. You can have the financial miracle right now. Oh, but you got to trust Him first. You got to trust. And listen, it may seem like something very easy. It may seem like this is an easy thing to do. Just trust Him. But trust is not your words. Trust is your actions. Oh, that's a good word, Pastor. Trust is not your words. Oh, I trust the Lord. I trust the Lord. Shut up with your word. You got to live what you lip. You got to live what you lip. I want to make sure I put an emphasis on it because you've been talking about it. You've been saying things about it. You've been singing about it. But God is saying, I'm tired of hearing your songs. I'm tired of hearing your sayings. Now I need you to show me what you're working with. Show me. me what you're working with. Because when you show me what you're working with, you're going to walk into your healing. You're going to walk into your miracle. You're going to walk into your breakthrough. You're going to walk into, that's what it meant by eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, the good thing that God has prepared for you. But it's going to take your trust. Trust is not just a word. Trust is an action. It's an action. You got to trust God. You got to show what you're working with. You got to show the Lord, I trust you. It's a hard thing. I don't want to let it go. I don't want to move on. But God, in order for me to receive, I got to trust you. So what am I going to do? I'm going to do something. I'm going to walk out my trust. I'm going to walk out my belief. I'm going to walk out knowing that I don't know what the next step will bring. But what I do know is you got me anchored in your hand. What I do know, you could never deny what you have promised us. Because you're God. You're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you need to repent. Today, the word of God to you is simple. You cannot be denied. You will be healed. You will be delivered. You will be set free. You cannot be denied. You will have what you need. You cannot be denied. This is a powerful word. I was riding back on the bus, and I said, oh, Lord, I have to prepare for the morning for the saints. And the Lord said, this is what I want you to do. I opened up my phone, and the Lord showed me Matthew 5:14, and he said, you are the light of the world, a town built on a hill. What is the significance of that, Lord? That doesn't make sense for me to give to the people, I was saying to myself. And the Lord said, tell them, you cannot be denied. You shine too bright. You've been through too much. You are that town on a hill. You've been the display of God's miracles. You've been the display of God's favor all of your life. People went through what you went through, but they did not survive. You did. People had what you had. They did not survive to talk about it, but you are. You are that town on the hill. He's been using you as an oracle of his. Now, I need you to do something. What do you need the Lord to do? What does the Lord need you to do? He needs you to trust him, my brother. My sister, he needs you to, don't be talking about it. That's the problem. You want to make sure you tell everybody, I trust the Lord. I trust the Lord. I trust the Lord. The Lord is saying, shut up. Show me what you're working with. Shut up. Show me what you were. If I was in church, I would tell you to look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, shut up. Show the Lord what you're looking at. I know that's not nice. I know we're supposed to be more kind and polite, but the Lord has given a direct word to you, my sister, a direct word to you, my brother. Shut up. Show me what you're working with. I know it's early in the morning. That's kind of harsh, and you really not used to people being very kind to you. But the Lord is speaking, and I've watched Moses when he spoke to the people. He did not hold back, because in order for people to grow, they got to get their feelings out of it. Be quiet. Be still and know that I am God. That's what he's saying to us this morning. And I need you to show me what you're working with, because you cannot be denied. The truth of who God is connected to the response that God will give you. You can't be denied, my sister. A cattle on 1,000 hills belong to him. He got the blessing. He got the miracle. He is a healer. He has the money. He can do anything. You can't be denied. But you got to show him what you're working with. You got to trust him. Why can't we be denied? Is the question of this morning. I got to let you go because it's past my time. But why can't we be denied? Number one, because you're positioned. You are positioned. Listen, you are positioned. You have been seated in heavenly places. Even here on earth, it may look like you're losing. But that's just how it looks. It may look like you're seated wrong, but you're positioned in the right place. He's got you in a position of on your knees. You're praying. You're positioned right. He can't deny you. Now trust him. But there's another reason why. Why you can't be denied. Not only because you are positioned, but because you're poised. Wait a minute, Pastor. What does that mean? That means your posture has been put in a place where you are poised. You've gone through the storm and you've not fallen apart. You've allowed your faith to walk with you. You've allowed your faith to minister to you. You're poised. You've stopped worrying about it. You are right there. And God is saying, now you are in a position where you've prayed. You're believing me. You've read your word. You've attended church. I want to now bless you. You're in the right position. You're in the right, you're poised at the right moment. Now trust me. It's like you're right there, and you've done all the right stuff. You've been positioned. You're poised. And God is saying, now trust me. Now trust me. Now trust me. Trust me with this one. Oh, yeah, my brothers and sisters, you cannot be denied because you're positioned, you're poised. But here's the last one, because you are promised. Oh, wait a minute. The children of Israel were given a promise that they would eat of the fat of the land in Canaan. They were promised. They did not walk into it until 40 years later, but they were promised. God will not deny what he said he's going to do. He said he's a healer, he's going to heal you. He said he's a deliverer, he's going to deliver that which he told you he's going to do. Now listen, now if he didn't tell you he's going to do it, he ain't obligated to do it. But today the word of affirmation is coming to somebody. If you would only trust me. If you would only trust me. There are times when God even changes his mind. God told the spies not to make a covenant with anyone. He made that very clear when Joshua told them to go. He said, do not make a covenant. But they made one with it, Rahab. Yes, sirree. They made one with Rahab. And listen, what we learned years ago, and it was recapitulated in the play yesterday, it was Rahab's lineage, the one they made the covenant with, which God had demanded they not make a covenant, is the lineage that Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, came through. Brothers and sisters, you cannot be denied because you are positioned. You are poisoned, and not poisoned, but poised, excuse me. And you are poisoned with Jesus, with his righteousness. So that may have been a slip, but I can use it. I can use it. But you also promised not from yourself, but promised from your God. This morning, listen to the words of the text one last time. You are a light of the world, a town built on a hill. You cannot be denied. God see you. Everybody else see you. What you going to do now? Are you going to trust God, or are you going to fade away? Are you going to trust God with this one, or are you going to fade away? Pray with me this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for your goodness. We thank you, God, for your kindness. We thank you, God, for your tender mercies. We thank you, God, because you are God, and beside you there are no others. You are God, and you have all power. You have all authority. You have all wisdom. You have all knowledge. We yield our will to you, and we say, God, thank you. Thank you for you looking beyond our faults and catering to our needs. Thank you for giving us another opportunity to get right what we got wrong. Thank you, God, for not bringing damnation over us for the wrongs that we've done. Now, God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you will remember Sister Karen Samuels. God, I pray today that you will strengthen her. We don't know all the details. We don't even understand all the things that the doctors are saying. But God, you are a way of bringing light to us that we may pray specifically, be the healer, God. Be the healer, God. We trust you before, and God, we trust you now. Healer, God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her, God, in the name of Jesus. We lift today Sister Earlene Simpson. Father, we understand what the doctor said, but God, we know you, and we know that you can do exceedingly and abundantly. So, Father, today, God, we pray for her. We pray, God, and we stand with her. We trust you, God, because we know you can do anything nothing but fail. Strengthen her, God, and make her whole. We pray for Brother Robert Coleman. I pray, God, that you will strengthen him, regulate him, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. Father, let there be no stress and no tension. Father, keep him calm and keep him moving. We pray for appetite. We pray for appetite today. Father, let him eat again in the name of Jesus. Give him an appetite to want and desire in the name of Jesus. We pray for Brother Clinton Brown today. Thank you, God, for sparing his life. You are yet a God of a healer. You are yet a God of a provider. And we give you all the glory and we give you all the honor. We pray for Brother Kenan Hunt. Continue to strengthen him and continue to hold him close. We pray for Sister Wanda Jones today, God. Thank you for her life. Thank you for how you're keeping her one day at a time. God, we give you glory today and we give you honor. We thank you for Sister Ashley and Sister Michelle. Oh, God, they're that town built on a hill. God, you have given them life and life more abundantly. And Father, we thank you. And Father, we praise you. Continue to bless Brother Ben Mobley. Continue to hold close the people who care for him. Their hands, God, let their hands become your hands. And we give you glory this morning, God. There are those who are watching and listening to me right now, God. And as they're listening to me, God, I pray that your presence will be with them. They're going through this, but God, they heard the word today. They cannot be denied. They're in the right position. They are right now poised right. And God, you made them a promise. And I pray, God, your blessings upon their life. Father, for every pastor who can hear my voice today, I pray, God, your strength over their lives. Let them preach today as if they had never preached before. Let preaching become easy. Let the word of God be strong and powerful. Let the people receive and be healed, delivered, and set free. We pray today for those who have brought prayer lists to the call. I pray today, God, that you will strengthen, that you will heal, that you will deliver. I don't know their names, but I know you, God, and you can do anything but fail. So, Father, we thank you. And now, God, for the people who can hear me, I pray you be with them. I pray you stand by them. Let the word of God, their churches, their pastors, we pray for them today. Let there be strength and might. Let you, God, come and sit into the sanctuaries today. And not only sit there, but rest there. Heal somebody. Deliver somebody. Save somebody in the name of Jesus. And we're going to continue to say yes to your will and yes to your way. Not only are we going to say it, but we're going to do it, God. We're going to trust you with our actions. We're going to believe you with our actions. We're going to stand firm on your word with our actions. We thank you today, God. We praise you today, God. And we give you all the glory. This is our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. 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 Amen. Thank you, Pastor.